Blog Talk Radio.
In the house, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Big Bad Wolf. We here. Sorry about the late start. Had some personal things come up, but let me just get right into the show real quick. Let's just talk about that Cam Newton just real quick. I'm gonna give my thoughts on that. I feel like I actually wanted to see Cam Newton win the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, Peyton Manning won. I think it was set up for Peyton Manning to win because they didn't want to see a black quarterback. Win the Super Bowl. Also, their planned footage, their planned footage of the Super Bowl game, saying that it was rigged. They have players pull other players back. You see people giving signs, hand signs to the opposing team. To either fall, trip on something, or whatever. It's pretty much it's getting out of hand, guys. When it comes to this sport, it just seems like everything is rigged now. And they pick the winners of the finals. Same thing in basketball, baseball. Everybody getting caught cheating and stuff like that. I mean, the shit's been going on for decades and decades. So I didn't want to steer too much off of it because this is sports. Wednesdays. I just wanted to say that. I think that, everybody critique Cam, and, nobody ever wants to lose a game, especially the most important game of the season. And for them to, lose that game and, you expect somebody to be something, and he's authentic, he's being himself, what I'm saying? You're critiquing him because he's an African-American male, but, you guys don't want to talk about what Peyton Manning didn't shake Drew Brees' hand and when he had lost. Or, Bill Belichick or Greg Popovich not talking to the media or what answers. You don't discuss that. He answered questions. It was the same question. They watched the same game that they're asking him questions, and they saw the same game that he was playing in. So it's just dumb questions. It's annoying. Nobody ever wants to be, they never want to be back in the, they never want to lose. And that's really what it boils down to. I mean, nobody ever wants to lose, it was a really tough situation. I just don't like how they treat him. That's really about it. Let's get into the NBA. Trade deadlines is coming up next week. We're definitely going to get into those on Wolfpack TV. Changes are actually coming soon for Wolfpack TV. Don't forget, it's Wolfpack TV, Facebook.com, Wolfpack _ TV. Also, Instagram. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter We will be changing the name and the days of the showtimes. We're going to be doing a lot of changes with the show, with the name of the show, and you know, and people, Wolf Nation, please feel free to you know, get on the show, talk about whatever personal project you that you have on Thursday. We're definitely on Thursday because that's our real situation day. You know, we take pride on that. That's what we do. Me and Long Wolf, this is what we do. So, you know, please be sure to you know, call in, let us know. Eric, 713-955-0733. You know, let me just jump right into the scores of the game. Also, talk a little bit about the game. First off, my Boston Celtics beat the Clippers. I'm very happy for them boys beating the Clippers. That was actually a good game. They went into double overtime. Isaiah Thomas had 39 points, 11 assists. He's balling. You know, Sac beat Philadelphia, but I mean, you know, I'll pick five guys out the hood and make it work for the Philadelphia 76ers the way they play. They just play like with no heart, no nothing. So, you know, San Antonio beat Orlando 98-96. A couple of minutes, it was like 2 minutes left, 2 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Kawhi Leonard hit a game winner, which, you know, they build in. You know, they're making him the franchise tag, you know, more and more. He's the man over there in San Antonio. You know, they, like I said, they're the most complete team in the NBA. I think they are better than Golden State Warriors. You know, I'm going to keep saying this every episode, guys. I don't think the Golden State Warriors can beat San Antonio's first in seven games. That's just my opinion. You know, all that shooting threes and pulling up and just chunking up shit is not going to work with the Spurs. I'm telling you, man, not no seven games. So, you know, be on the lookout for some changes that happen in Houston. There's been reports about James Harden being frustrated. He's actually near boiling point for the Houston Rockets organization. I got a feeling that Boston talked about Dwight Howard getting traded from Boston. You know, he's going to end up getting traded to Boston. That's rumor. Also, you know, there could be Trevor Ariza could be gone from their organization. Corey Brewer can definitely be gone. So there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle that definitely are going to be. They're probably going to follow over and just try to build around Harden. The problem is Harden tries to do too much. They went after Todd Lawson in the offseason, got him. Now they're not utilizing him. He's come off the bench. They got Patrick Beverley starting at the one. You know what I'm saying? There's not really much ball movement going on in that organization. He has the ball. Point blank. And Houston, you got to move the ball around. You got to pass the ball. And you just can't just play ISO and expect to win. You know, you score 30 to 40 points and expect, you know what I'm saying, a different outcome every time and just expect to win games like that. Everybody has to get involved. It's a team game, you know. I don't get it. Another thing is coaching. I think with them firing Kevin McHale, he had them guys on the right track. Maybe going after Tom Thibodeau. Alano Hollins is out there. Mark Jackson is out there. Bill Collins is also out there. So, you know, you might just need a better coach that's going to make you guys play hard and getting your butts, you know. I don't agree with the Sacramento Kings coach getting fired. Not really getting fired, but, I mean, even rumored to even get fired. They were saying that he was out the door. A lot of people said with him said that he's not getting fired. They just got to play, you know, better games. It's not George Karl's fault that they're not playing better games. And I'm glad they're getting with my boy Willie Calhoun in the game. And making points. Well, Rondo as your point guard, that's definitely going to happen. You know, they got a good team on starting five and backup five. So they're a complete team. Can they now? Unfortunately, they got to go against Golden State, San Antonio, OKC. You know, those are the top three teams right now in the West. that's pretty you know, that you have to deal with. So with that being said, Detroit Pistons will return Chauncey Billups' number one jersey tonight versus the Nuggets. I'm pretty sure that's already happened already because Denver beat the Detroit Pistons. Also, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Brooklyn Nets. And with Marcus Gasol being out, so that's good. You know, and a lot of people sleep on Memphis. You know, I see them guys, you know, actually winning games. You know, I see them guys being a contender. Like I said, they got to get through San Antonio, OKC, and you know, that's gonna be kind of dangerous to go through those teams. You know, especially in seven games. You know, another note. Let me switch to the Eastern Conference just real fast. My Charlotte Hornets, the team, the under radar team that I have picked, are going against the Indiana Pacers, 117-95. Paul George, you should have went to L.A. You resigned, and you know you got a lot of scorers on that team. There isn't such thing as taking too many shots and shooting yourself out of the game because, you know, you got Paul George, you got Monte Ellis, C.J. Miles. So, you know, that's pretty dangerous. We're going to look out for the Indiana to make some trades here pretty soon. I know L.A. is just out of there. It looks like they're just playing just to get Ben Simmons. So, you know, they're not even playing. There's no effort there, you know. And it's really the players, in my opinion, for the LA organization, because you went to go get Roy Hibbert. He hasn't been producing. You know what I'm saying? He was a 20-10 guy. Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely terrible. You know, got his money, $60 million, whatever it was, still getting paid, still getting checks from Indiana. And I feel like they just got, he's a waste. You know, just LA is just really sad for them guys. I feel sorry for Kobe. I really do. Not getting the people they need, and he's slowing down. I remember I saw him last night when he played Indiana Pacers. You can just tell he's wore down, not as quick as he was. And, you know, I think it's going to be his last, you know, last year. Tim Duncan, not so sure. I know he's out to – I know he's back, actually. He played tonight against Orlando. I want to say that he might have one more year after this, but I'm not exactly sure. I think if San Antonio does win the championship this year, he's actually retiring. If they don't win the championship, he might come back. I'm not exactly sure about that. Golden State is actually beating up on Phoenix, and what's so bad about Phoenix is, you know, first of all, Eric Bledsoe, I believe, is out for the whole year. The second thing is, you know, you went to go get Tyson Chandler. You haven't been using him in your offense, and I don't understand why he signed a 4-year, $52 million deal with the Phoenix Suns when, you know, I would have definitely, you know what I'm saying, let him go east, be an Eastern Conference, you know, Eastern Conference contender in the Eastern Conference. Tyson is one of my, you know, top players, and I don't understand why, you know, they're not using him in Phoenix Suns ball club. I just understand that baffles the shit out of me. You know, and he's frustrated that they're losing games, and it's not what he signed up for. You know, it gets to a point, you know, you keep losing games over and over, and it gets to a point where, you know, money doesn't matter. It's about championship, especially if you already won a championship in Dallas, you know. So, you know, but the whole, it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be crazy to see, you know, what each team does if they do trade, and be on the lookout for Golden State to make some improvements also. They'll end up, you know, trading somebody. I hope they don't. They do have the number one, the number one record in the league, but you never know. You know, it is a business at the end of the day. You know, there's been rumors about Harrison Barnes leaving that organization and getting traded. So we'll definitely see. Keep it locked with Wolfpack TV. We're gonna let you guys know on what's going on. Toronto all short to Minnesota. Atlanta beat Chicago, which is another team that actually really needs. I think you need to get rid of Derrick Rose. He's just not the same person as he was. That whole team is just lacking chemistry right now. With Jimmy Butler out, I think it's going to be very, very tough for them guys. They got to make trades here pretty soon and turn this organization around real soon if they want to make the playoffs and actually get to the Elite Eastern Conference final. Atlanta, 113-90, which I said this last week, that be on the lookout for Jeff Teague to be at a new team at the end of February. His name has been thrown around. They actually been saying that he's going to end up getting traded. So we'll see. Toronto is still second, even though they lost against even though they fall short to Minnesota, 112-117. They actually have a tough road schedule. They're about to be on the road. So we'll definitely see New Orleans, my boy Anthony Davis. Of course, him, Davis and company beat up on Utah Jazz. Beat Utah Jazz, 196. And I just want to say this. Gordon Hayward of Utah Jazz, do not sleep on him. Good team, Derek Favors, Gordon Hayward, Trey Burke. They have some other people up there that are killing, that I don't know the name, but they have a good team. But can they beat Oklahoma City in seven games? I don't think so. Can they beat Golden State? No, I don't think so either. And can they beat Houston? No, you have the teams that are contenders. I don't think they can. Maybe, probably beat Houston Rockets. But, you know, Golden State, you know, Sacramento, I don't see them guys beating them. So, you know, with that being said, let's talk about NFL just real quick, guys, before I get out of here. I just want to say that NFL, there's been rumors about Jason Pierre-Paul being out of the Giants organization, so we'll definitely see what's going on with that. That's rumors. RG3, you guys all know that he's going to be out of Washington. He's going to be out of Washington. Could be Dallas, could be Jacksonville. It could even be the Browns at this point, with the whole situation with Manziel being hungover at a Browns meeting. Johnny Manziel just pretty much did a 180. I mean, the king over there at Texas A&M, Johnny football, this and that, and this and that. If you want to be like the king, I don't understand why you just didn't stay in A&M. So, you know, it's very bad when these guys are leaders and getting in trouble like that. Not really a good representation of being a role model at all. I believe Lone Wolf, what's going on, man?
My bad, man. What's going on, y'all? Wolf Nation, Lone Wolf in the house. Had some situation going on, but I'm here.
Yeah. Your thoughts, real quick, before we get out of here, Bo, your thoughts on the Cam Newton and the media, your thoughts on how he handled that. Do you think that he was a good, do you think he handled that poorly?
First of all, let me just say this, man. You know, y'all don't sign his check, man. He doesn't really owe you anything. And, you know, this template for this, you know, this prototypical, you know, golden boy, you know, it doesn't have to be what, you know, white America wants. It really doesn't even have to be what black America wants. It's just people just being individuals of who they are. So,
right.
I really feel like, you know, I think he could have handled it in a more mature way to a certain extent. But at the end of the day, like, you know, I mean, you know, Cam Newton doesn't really owe the media anything. They were talking shit in the background to him. You know, I mean, like, I'd have been upset too, man. You know, and you know, I probably wouldn't want to talk to you either. You know, so, but, you know, he also has to know what he's up against as well, man. You know, like, you know, when you're on that pedestal, you know, and you get knocked off to the ground, like, people are going to clown you. You know, we know that shit about being great, you know, that when you're great, people want to tear you down because they can't be great.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I just want to say that about that, you know.
Yes. So, you know, that's what's going on. And do you think that RG3 is going to be out of Washington? And if he is going to be out of Washington, where is he likely to land?
From what I've been reading, Dallas will be the place he'll be at. So, I really hope that he gets the opportunity to flourish and shine. I feel like he didn't really get a fair shake in Washington. I feel like, you know, it was just a real bad situation. You know, you know he's getting coaches. You know, RG3 is the type of guy where, you know, he's going to respect the coach and you know, just go along, you know, with the program, you know, because it's the Christian way. But, you know, in reality, you have these coaches that don't really want him as the quarterback, that really don't care for him, you know what I'm saying, like that, you know, in the NFL, you know, and it's not Art Briles. So, you know, I really hope that, you know, he gets a chance, you know, in Dallas. You know, I think that he has a lot to offer and, you know, is a good quarterback, but was just in a terrible system for him.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely a terrible system for him. There's also been rumors about the Giants moving on with Jason Pierre-Paul, but I had discussed that a couple of minutes before we got on the show. Also, the Broncos. Congratulations to the Denver Broncos for winning the championship. You guys were the better team. I kind of wanted to see Peyton Manning get a ring, and he got one. He actually makes his decision before March 9th. On is if he's going to retire or go for another year. So we'll definitely be waiting around to see that. Wolf Nation, we're definitely going to be on top of that, letting you guys know what's going on. You know, I believe that, you know, that he might end up playing one more year. I mean, I feel like that he will play one more year. A lot of people want him to retire and run into the sunset. I think he should, you know, give it one more go. But then it comes down to a body, you know. Your mind might tell you to go, but if your body gonna say, you know, you're not going out there, you know, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, before we get out of here, just real quick, your thoughts on the Houston Rockets? There's been rumors about James Harden wanting Dwight Howard out of the organization. Boston is talking about getting him. That's a rumor. Your thoughts on the Houston, actually James Harden is getting frustrated that they're losing games. Your thoughts on the Houston Rockets?
I have no idea what's going on over there right now, man, to be honest with you. They don't really have an identity. You know, they're being exposed, you know, because now you can't just give the ball to James Harden and let him isolate, you know, like these teams have picked. They know how to, you know, defend against the Rockets. And I guess that's part of the reason why, if he does want Dwight Howard gone, you know, he feels like he's not getting any help or enough help. But, I mean, in all honesty, I don't see who you're going to get for Dwight Howard. I don't know who else you're going to get. So your real option is to build around those guys, which they, to me, in all honesty, have done ineffectively up to this point. You know, you went after, like, I don't care, you know, I'm beating a dead horse here, but I don't care. You went after Carmelo and LeBron when you knew that was unrealistic. You got the whole Red Nation hyped up. And, you know, it's just a letdown. And you should have went after Rajon Rondo, you know what I'm saying? You know, you should have pressed harder. You shouldn't have let him go to Dallas. That would have been a perfect fit. But because they haven't built around, you know, Kevin McHale lost his job, and you know, J.B. Bickerstaff might be on his way out of there as well, and you know, if Dwight leaves, I guess this is going to shake up the whole team. But yeah, man, it's just you know, Daryl Morey's done a good job since he's been there, but that was a big miss.
Yes. Real quick, Wolf Nation, there's been questions, and this is actually this is a rumor. Now, I don't know if this is the insider. They're saying that they're trying to trade Blake Griffin for Dwight Howard straight up. So because the Clippers are better, they're saying the Clippers are better without Blake. And that was the reason why he had hit the equipment person, because you know the equipment person was in his ear saying they're winning without you, they don't need you, and they talk about trading you. So I think he knew right then and there that they're talking about trading him. So you guys just keep that in mind for all you Houston Rockets fans. You know, would you take Blake Griffin over to Dwight Howard? You know, I have no idea, but we'll definitely see. You know, that's pretty much about it. He's Lone Wolf. I'm Big Bad Wolf. Hit us up on all our websites, Instagram, Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Hit us up. And Lone Wolf, that's the show, bro. We out of here.
Survey says.
NWO. We out, y'all.
Peace.